Hey, 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 hey.
Girl, it's so amazing.
on her Instagram taking those flicks. Haters hating on her, but they know the status.
They know
she ain't worried about nothing, she the baddest. The way she twerks that thing make you wanna touch it, cause she know how to bust it.
Bust it,
boy, you gotta love it.
I do.
Lady in the street, everything on fleek.
She right.
When she in between the sheets, she a boss freak. Gotta put that ring on it, throw some G's on
that
it.
Cash.
I could let your hands wrist, put some fleas on it.
The way you work.
Dollar baby popping bottles with them stars.
Turn up.
She about that paper chase. She ain't worried about you cause you're trying to hate. You can take her how you want her, she ain't trying to wait. You can get her how you want her, she approach your face.
That's right.
Give it to me, girl, take you all around the world.
Let's go.
Eating room service, lace you with them diamonds, pearls. All of my big 10 chicks, I will have to spell me real chicks.
My chick,
Project Mount Hood chick. Come and sip champagne with the realist. Get it right, no time to play. ST to the YNG to Ray. You already know what time to say. Checking for a real dude, girl, underlay.
Checks up.
Shorty stays fresh, designer bags on deck. Two games, get them haters, Cardi, up a rep.
The way you work that thing, girl, it's so amazing.
Get it how you live, girl.
Turn up.
Ain't nothing like a boss chick. She can drop it like a side, still caught the grip. All day team thick like a bowl of grits. I can work that body like a third shift. Winter, summer, spring, fall, buying up the mall.
She bold.
So you had a ball, giving thanks to the Lord.
That's love.
Represent her hood right. Taking off them heels when it's time to fight. No time for the haters, she take your price. In a five-star hotel, flashing lights. Twerk that. So amazing how you work that.
Shake it.
Thank God for your mama when she birthed. The mouth for you. You the MVP of the whole crew. Hustle hard every day, girl. It's all for you.
The way you work that thing, girl, it's so amazing.
You got is these suckers laying dead in the alley. GFB is the shit on the grand finale. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
What's up, Tweety?
I'm telling you, man, I'm still partying. It's, you know, my birthday was Thursday. I'm still turned, so I ain't turned down yet. So I'm still.
Okay.
You know,
I've been keeping up with you. You sure been turned. I've been keeping up with you. You've been turned. I was like, ooh, go ahead. It's your birthday. Hey.
I told him 39 ain't seen nothing yet, man. You just don't know. I got plans for 39. But
okay.
Yeah, I'm still turned. Yeah, we have been having a good time all weekend, and my cousin and I are gonna do margarita night tonight, so that's gonna be hype for us. It always is.
Man, you be killing me with them big ass bowl glasses, man. I'm like, what the hell is she drinking out of a fucking little baby fish tank or shit? What the
you could literally put fish in there and they could live happily ever after in those glasses. And like when I go to other places, I'm not satisfied with the drinks because I'm used to those drinks, you know, and it's like, ma'am, I have to go on Saturdays. It's the best place to go, you know, and get a good drink, and you don't have to pay a whole lot of money. So, it's cool.
Okay. Well, look, you can come down here to Mississippi one weekend because, you know, I got a spot down the street that I DJ at. It's the Local Lodge. And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they do happy hour from 6 to 8. Everything half price. It don't matter what it is. Half price, baby. I'm talking about it be going down in the back there. They had a jukebox crunk and everything. So when you come down here, I'm going to make sure you drink. Bleed that. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, in Mississippi. Tell them how to get there. We may have Mississippians on the line.
Okay, well, if you ever come through Mississippi and you want to hang out at the lodge, what you do is you get all the way in Biloxi, Mississippi. You get off the ramp and you get on 90. When you get on 90, you're going to come all the way down past the Hard Rock Casino. You're going to make a left. And when you make a left, you're going to go all the way up till you get to the railroad tracks. And when you get to the railroad tracks, as soon as you cross the track, make a right, you're going to run into it. You can't miss it. Straight up.
All right. And you guys make sure you check out DJ Sarge Rock, one of the hottest DJs in Biloxi, Mississippi. And you guys, we have Stoner T. He's going to be coming through here in a little bit at 12:30 to give us a little interview. And we'll check out to see what's going on with him. And, yeah, that's going to be exciting. He's a really good artist, and we appreciate his music over here. He actually did send in some music season 2, and we played a little bit of that. So I'm looking forward to speaking with him. So I decided today, since it's going to be the finale show, that we could get into some topics that are interesting to me. So that's what I decided to do today.
Okay.
And, right, because, you know, my mind be on some other shit sometimes. But one of the real things, one comedian that I am, like, sincerely concerned about is Cat Williams. And,
right.
From my understanding, he just had another episode last month with a female, some type of episode with a female and some violence with Cat Williams. And I'm just like, I cannot put my finger on it. What is wrong with Cat Williams? What happened with Cat? So I was doing the research on it, and I went to YouTube and looked at some stuff too. And one thing I found interesting, I'm going to play it for you. We're going to discuss it a little bit. And it was on CD Fury, and you can find him over on YouTube at that name, CD Fury, and what happened to Cat Williams. And I just got a little bit of it to kind of go on, you know, and add to my thoughts already. So we're going to listen to a little bit of that, and we're going to talk about it. So you guys, just listen just a little bit.
What happened to Cat Williams? Born Micah Sierra Williams, Cat Williams has become a successful comedian, actor, and rapper. His most famous role was in 2002's film Friday After Next, in which he played Money Mike. He went on to do other notable films such as Rebound, Epic Movie, Norbit, and Scary Movie 5. Cat has also appeared in many TV shows such as The Boondocks, The Tracy Morgan Show, My Wife and Kids, Nick Cannon's Short Circuit, and Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out. Cat Williams was living the life. Movie and TV show residual checks were coming in like clockwork. However, the elites mistook Cat for a short, effeminate black male, and after giving him a VIP pass to Hollywood's underground scene, they saw they made a terrible mistake. But that's not what made him a target, because Cat Williams was still not a household name and not a threat. It was when Cat attacked and exposed the elite's new golden child, Kevin Hart. And it was after that that the elites took notice of Cat and realized that Cat has been revealing some startling things in his stand-up, such as the fact that there are many black celebrities who are in the closet. Hollywood frequently has gay mansion parties. Movie producers routinely do drugs in front of actors, and there is a conspiracy to effeminize black men. So why don't they just get rid of Cat or replace him? Well, not all celebrities are outright killed. Some or broken.
All right, you guys, that was just thoughts CD Fury had over on YouTube. So what do you think about that, DJ Sergeant Rock? Do you think
you
that
know what?
What is happening to him is something an end result to Illuminati action?
I'm going to tell you like this. Now, you know, okay, everybody know the government watching everybody. Everybody know the government spying on everybody. So it doesn't matter what you say or how you say it. If they don't like it, then they'll figure out whichever way is the best way to go. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
It's hypothetically saying, I'm not pointing the finger at the Illuminati or anybody else, but I will say this. It gets to a point to where you get so big, and you're pretty much larger than life. And those are all the people that the elite Illuminati really want on their team. You know what I'm saying? Because the majority of the United States is pretty much ran by the Illuminati anyway. The Illuminati runs the media. Illuminati runs the music. Illuminati runs the fashion. Illuminati runs magazines. Different other media outlets and stuff like that, because they control all these areas. Now, the
right.
thing with Cat Williams is, every so often, you'll find, be it an artist, musician, comedian, whatever, you'll find, at times, you'll catch one that's a key in on what's going on and know what he's looking at and get scared. Because that Illuminati is some scary shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about they'll knock you off. They'll knock your family off. Whatever they feel like they got to do to shut your ass up, they'll shut your ass up. They'll cut your finances off. They'll blackball
right.
you. Make sure you don't get no
right.
shows. Make sure you don't
right.
get no promotion, no nothing.
Right.
So I do believe Cat Williams tapped into an area that he didn't even think was going on, and then when he seen it, it frightened him. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Dave Chappelle, he ran all the way out the goddamn country to come back
right.
to this bitch to get down with him. You see what I'm saying? Well, what did you run for in the first place? If you was going to be down with him and you knew they was going to break your ass all the way down, then you should have just went on here and got down with him. Don't leave and then try to come back. Cat Williams don't want to have nothing to do with it. Period.
Right. And that was my thing, too, because I've been a fan of Cat Williams for a long time. And
yes.
I just watched him kind of go from, like, one of the most super funny comedians I've ever seen to the local fiend up the street. And it was just
right.
heartbreaking to me. And I just could not understand how somebody would consciously do that to themselves in front of the media. He was so strong about saying, like, you sitting here snorting this cocaine in front of me. Do you not see me? Like, I'm sitting right here. Like, he was not one to be open with being fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Or let somebody see him fucked up like that. So it was just everything was opposite of what I knew of Cat. So it was just, you know, one of those things. And Heru has came in here, too, so I'm going to pull him in here. But it was just one of those things that really mind-boggled me, like, what the hell happened to Cat? And Heru, welcome to the show. I don't know if you got a chance
hey,
to listen
man,
to
I got stuck
little
in traffic, man. I've been listening to y'all a little bit, man.
What's happening,
yeah.
Heru? What it do?
What it do, man? What it do?
Oh, we in here, man. We in here.
That's what's up,
yeah.
man. You know, I had to slide through, man. You know what I'm saying? Show my support, man. You know, the season finale.
Yeah, yeah, we were over here discussing Cat and some of the things that were going on. And I had a little snippet from Future Fury on YouTube and some of his thoughts of what happened with Cat. And what he was saying basically was that Cat spoke out on some of the things that the Illuminati was not pleased with as far as their new golden child, Kevin Hart. And once he spoke out against Kevin Hart, they kind of like attacked him from his view on YouTube. So that's what we were discussing. Do you have any thoughts about?
I mean, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, outside organizations, man, can only affect you insofar as what you allow them to do. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, they can, you know, they can stop shows. I mean, money can do a lot of different things, but they can't change your personal behavior. And my problem is that when you reach a certain level in the entertainment business, in sports, or in any other field, and you start feeling like I can do whatever I want to do, it doesn't matter, that's when you start making mistakes. You know what I mean? It's like I watch people. You can break it down to even something as simple as Grind Hard Radio. You know, I've been here and there dabbling, you know what I'm saying, for a little minute, and I watched it. I watched people build a following and then feel untouchable and start, like, not doing their shows, playing repeats, asking people with little or no experience to step in and do a show for me, like telling their son, hey, man, just do the show today, man. They won't even know this, stuff like that. So on any level where you have success, where you deal with people, everybody is not capable of handling that. You know what I mean? You watch it all the time with these child actors self-destructing. The Illuminati had nothing to do with Todd Bridges. You see what I'm saying? The Illuminati had nothing to do with Gary Coleman. These people self-destruct. And the same applies for these little white child actors. Man, it depends on who you are and what your support system is like. Prime example, I'm loving his music now, and I ain't ashamed to say it. Justin Bieber making baby-making music right now. But at the same time, if his support system wasn't what it was, he would have been just another statistic because he was trying to self-destruct, and Illuminati had nothing to do with that. You see what I'm saying? People who reach a certain level of success have problems handling that, because of the overwhelming responsibility and obligation that comes from it. See, me, I'm the opposite of the you get to a certain level and you have to behave a certain way and do a certain thing. I feel like if you have a voice, you have an obligation to speak out and say different things, not the subliminals, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like I look at the hypocrisy in some stuff, man, and it's that mixed message. And then you have to wonder, is the Illuminati or some group, as people like to talk about, because I don't really get into all that nonsense personally.
Right.
I prefer to say, like, who's pulling the strings on this? Beyonce, her little for the people, not for the people message, it's confusing. Because to me, it's really about her success. It's not about supporting the people or doing anything. Because you got this blonde ass, I'm not really a black person looking, trying not to look black thing going on in your movement and shit. But it's supposed to be about supporting and being pro-black and talking about, you know what I'm saying, bringing attention to things that are going on. But you still want to maintain your, you know, blonde head, you know, Miss Thang little look and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you listen to the whole history of their group and organization, Destiny's Child, their parents promoted the as white as you can possibly be.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Right. So at the same time, my thing is, it's about where you get to and how you handle it and what your support system is. Cat Williams didn't have people around him telling him, look, man, sit your ass down. No, if Cat Williams told somebody that was sitting there with him that had just been clean for a year to go find me something to get high off of, they would go find him something to get high off of.
Right.
If you are my friend and I'm married and I tell you, baby looking at me kind of nice, man, go get her number. If you are my friend, you're going to be like, man, I can't do that to your wife, my dude. I ain't going to do that to your relationship because I'm going to see your wife when the plane lands tomorrow.
Right.
When you have solid people around you, nobody can touch you. Nobody can touch
you.
Okay,
well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's like that was like the period on it. I just was going to say it again almost. You know, that's what I believe personally. That's what I believe.
Okay, you
when
guys,
you start,
Jonah T. Roy is going to be here in a few minutes, and I did want to get into this next topic because it was like one of the things I wanted to discuss too before he got here. You guys ever wonder about, like, well, whatever happened to this artist or whatever happened to that artist? They were so good and they had this, you know, couple of hits, and then they just kind of like disappeared. And you wonder what happened to these people. And Lauryn Hill was another one of my favorites, and I wanted to play a little bit of this and get some feedback on it. So you guys listen to what CeeDee Fury had to say about Lauryn Hill.
If you don't know who Lauryn Hill is, she's a very popular singer, especially when I was a teen. She was the lead singer of the Fugees, and you probably remember the song Killing Me Softly. That was their number one hit single, and she was in the band with Praz and Wyclef Jean. She even had her own album called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She produced some pretty powerful stuff. I mean, some soulful music with purpose. But again, if you follow this Media Exposed series, you do know you can't produce music like that in today's world. It's got to be about promoting gangsters and thugs and garbage and clubbing and nonsense. If you produce music with substance, well, guess what? You're in trouble. She faced all sorts of legal trouble, and it's pure nonsense. In the description section below, you can find the link to this video, Lauryn Hill Gets 3 Months, The Real Reason Why. In the video, the uploader, he highlights some things here. I just wanted to point out that Lauryn Hill was sentenced to 3 months jail time, followed by 3 months home confinement for failing to pay $500,000 to the taxman in the United States. Hill claimed the sum was outstanding because she had withdrawn from society after alleged threats against her family. Look at this, threats. This is what the kind of stuff that goes on. She was imprisoned after failing to pay the amount within the stipulated two-week time frame. This is amazing right here. Pay attention. This is mind-blowing. During her trial, Hill was ordered by the judge in Newark, New Jersey, to undergo counseling because of her conspiracy theories, including that artists are being oppressed by a plot involving the military and media. That's exactly what I'm telling you. The entertainment industry is absolutely controlled by the elite forces, including the military complex. They are using it to control the masses through propaganda and mind control. So she didn't need to go see a counselor to have them tell her that those are crazy conspiracy theories. No, she was just exposing the reality, and then these oppressive forces within that system, in fact, started to oppress her, and this is why you're seeing all this nonsense.
Wow. I believe it.
He got even deeper. I didn't play the whole thing. He got deeper into more detail of what was going on with Lauryn Hill and her music writing. It thought that they wanted her to make a certain type of music, and she wanted to make awakening music, music where people would hear and gain knowledge from, and that is just not what the industry is accepting or out of us. So that was something that I found interesting. So tell me your thoughts on that, Heyru.
I mean, it's like I don't put nothing past the government. I don't put nothing past anybody, man. You know what I mean? Throughout history, manipulation of certain things and artists have been, you know what I'm saying, used and not used. You can go as far as back to Confucius. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we live in a capitalist society in which if I see the brother walking down the street with his pants sagging and he makes successful hits that are sing-song nonsense, you know, club music, and then I sign him to my label, and he wants to do from his group, and he wants to do an independent album, and I allow him to do that, and it's like, this is what you bring me. You know, it's almost a joke on one of Eminem's albums where the dude says, man, Dre's talking about, you know, bitches and dancing and this and that. You come to me talking about hoes and homosexuals and biking, and man, I can't sell this shit. That's what it is, man. That's what it is right there. Like, people don't listen to a lot of artists that are successful and some of their skits and some of the little things they slip in. They say it as well, but they say it in different ways. It's like, man, what they want you to talk about based on what is being successful. Like, 10 years ago, man, Panda wouldn't have been on the radio.
Hell no. And if they wouldn't be on the radio if I had nothing to do with it.
And if you look at it in New York, there was a time when, you know what I'm saying, fuck the police, or, you know what I'm saying, or ain't nothing but a G thing wouldn't have been on the radio. People play stuff on the radio based on what people like. And you have these entertainment people in the industry. Take Simon Cowell, for instance. Powerful man in the entertainment industry, but he specializes in what? Children with a specific visual and audio appeal. and he runs a machine, and they put out all the same kind of music. And the minute one of them wants to write something that's different, they're no longer in the band. They go somewhere else, not because he's Illuminati, but because this is his gimmick, and this is what he wants to do. This is how he wants his music to be played. So there are both aspects of it. And don't get me wrong, it's like almost anybody that you sit down with today in society, if you start talking about this military complex or the prison complex or the system and the corruption that is that takes place in the system or these secret organizations that exist within the system, if they had the power, they would look for you to seek help as well. So this was like standard procedure. When you come into courts talking about conspiracy theories and how the reason that you're going through what you're going through is because of conspiracy, treatment is something that a lawyer would have agreed to if it would have lessened the sentence or if it had did anything. And I'm simply playing like devil's advocate because I can jump on and I can go 100 with what the guy said, but I'm simply giving it to you from a basic, regular person looking at it like that, how, you know, people would say, this is really what happened. You know what I'm saying? She got deep into her family stuff. You know what I'm saying? People don't want to look at how Bob Marley's son took her down. You know what I mean? It's like, because Bob Marley is a legend. We don't want to look at that. We don't want to tarnish that. But his son took her down.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have that.
He took her through a whole bunch of nonsense and BS, and that's where she disappeared to. She disappeared into being a mom.
DJ Sergeant Rock, what are your thoughts? What do you think?
I feel like this, man. I mean, this was, okay, before gangsta rap even got in the door, gangsta rap was already out. They just didn't know how to market it and what to do with it. And plus, back then, the gangsta rappers at that particular time was pretty much a handful of East Coast cats. You know what I'm saying? Cool G Rap, Schoolie D, PSK 13, What Does It Mean, and all that shit. That was East Coast gangsta rap. You know what I'm saying? But it hadn't broke in. And around that time, it was a lot of conscious music out. You know what I'm saying? You think late 80s, going into the 90s, you had all kind of positive rappers. You had Eric B and Rakim, Public Enemy, X-Clan, Paris on the West Coast, and different people here and there put they snap down on the conscious music because they was making good music. And it was selling. But they had a secret meeting with all the top major record companies. They had a secret meeting. The guy that put that story out, he remains anonymous to this day because he can't really come out and show his face and talk about it. But I kind of figured it had to be some bigger shit going on because why would you eliminate good music that's good for you, good for people, and good for my elevation to help the race advance, you know what I'm saying, as a whole. But they had a secret meeting, and anybody that came to that meeting, they had to sign a piece of paper saying everything that's said in the meeting, they can't talk about it. And the guy that put the story out there, he's the only one besides a couple people that left out the meeting. They left out the meeting. They had to get escorted out the meeting and everything because they wouldn't sign the paper. But that was a whole plot to knock off the conscious music. Because it's like hindsight told them, well, these people keep making this music. This is all the music that they're going to make. And then we ain't going to have time to get paid off of, you know, nothing else. So we're going to wipe conscious music out all together and let the gangster rap come in. And then not only that, they let good gangster rap get in. Whereas when the Ghetto Boys came out, shit, they tried to shut them down when they was independent. You know what I'm saying? Before they even got a record, a distribution deal, they tried to shut them down. But you let Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube, he was doing his thing solo, you know, when he went Muslim with that shit. And you see how long that shit lasted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anything that's dealing with conscious music in the industry, if it's selling out amongst everything else that they trying to make money off of, that was their whole agenda from the gate, to just wipe conscious music out, period. And if you ever notice, besides Lauryn Hill, you might catch a couple of positive records here and there, but mostly from R&B artists. It's very rare that you catch a good positive rap record because they don't want it to blow up. They don't want it to make it. So they could, you know, fuel the public with the bullshit to make their money so they can do what the fuck they got going on. Because they already know. They don't want the people to be awake.
I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, I want to.
Our generation, consciously is not interested in nothing positive. I don't think they're interested and it is the truth because I actually watched a video this morning where these young kids was just like killing Pac and Biggie, like saying Drake was better than Pac and Biggie. And I'm like, I'm
right.
Because keep this in my mind that Drake is better than Pac and Biggie. And it just would not sink in because how is that?
Because it's generational.
Sold more records, maybe, yeah. In that aspect. But as far as music making, I disagree. But you guys, we got our guests here, so we can't ramble on about it. But I did want to touch on it briefly and talk about it a little bit. And we're going to get into this Stoner Steve Ward boot up. When we come back, we'll have the man himself in the building. So you guys hang on tight. We'll be back.
Stoner.
Plug shit.
Dying.
Turn up, nigga.
Stoner, you know I'm the man. Bet you didn't know that the plug was my man. Niggas is snakes only fucking with fam. Niggas is telling they don't give a damn. Forever a stoner, I'm chasing them bands. Blue Benjamins all over my hand. Shut up, down, Lieutenant Dan. Get to the money as best you can. Buddha, Buddha, yeah, you know I am.
Buddha, Buddha.
Racing to the cash, but I beat you dead. Mirror, mirror, paint me a picture. Pass me the liquor, make me think clear. Can't see me, cut that loud cloud. I let them think go, nigga, loud cloud. Man down, can't hear a sound. Stoner booted up, can't walk a mile.
Buddha, 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 Buddha,
turn up.
Buddha, Buddha,
Stoner.
Buddha, Buddha,
get that.
Buddha, Buddha,
another.
Buddha, Buddha, Buddha,
dying.
Blood shit.
Whoa.
What's good, y'all?
What's happening with it?
Hello, world.
I know, right? Well, we want to welcome you to the show, and thank you so much for coming to our season finale.
That's for sure.
You'll be here on Call Folks Business. So how are you this Saturday afternoon?
Cooling, chilling, you know what I'm saying, doing me, Mr. Smoker like himself, Stoner T-Roy.
What's happening? So, where are you from,
Stoner T-Roy? Southside, D.C., Washington, D.C.
All right, shout out to Washington, D.C. I hope everybody is locked in today. Stoner T-Roy.
Yeah, shout out to the whole DMV.
Yeah, Yeah, we've been sharing the link for you guys. If you're listening online and you want to call in and say something, you can call 323-693-3043. That's one button. Talk to him yourself. All right, so I'm going to pass it over to my panel now, and they're going to ask you a couple of questions. So we're going to start with our guest co-host, DJ Sergeant Rod. All
right. Yo, what's up, T-Roy? You know what I'm saying? What's happening with you, baby?
Cool and fine. What's up with you, fam?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we appreciate you stopping through, man, the grown folks' business, you know what I'm saying, to hang out with us and chop it up with us and share some of your time and your talent with us, man. So we really do appreciate that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
All right. Now, I'm a real live DJ, so I got to ask you some DJ questions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want you to hold nothing back. God damn it. Don't spare nobody feelings in this bitch, God damn it, because we don't play around here. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it. Now,
I got you.
First question. How do the DJs treat you as well as the local artists in your city? How the DJs treating y'all up though?
In my city?
Yeah.
Well, everybody keep
tell the truth.
All right, to keep it 100. All right, they all show love, but the way the city works is money. You know what I'm saying? Most of the music goes on. Most of the shows that goes on goes downtown or, you know, where all the clubs is at. So they where the money at. You know what I'm saying? This is D.C. So it goes off of that. You know what I'm saying? You got a pull or you got a little bit of juice, that's fine. But if you broke, you in the way. You know what I'm saying? That's plain and simple. So,
damn,
you know, you want, if you want to stay up on flow, get your money up.
Right.
I mean you got to, though. You got to.
I mean,
you got to
pay for everything.
Hmm?
The local artists up there, they paying for everything.
I mean, it depends on how much juice you got. You might have a situation that you know what I'm saying, just because you come, they might look out or they might pay you because they know that money coming with you. It's about love. It'll show you, but you got to show that you know what I'm saying, it's a give and go thing. People on like that, that's your family, you know what I'm saying? You just coming up, like I'm an up and coming artist, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put your work in. Your work is your bread, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So all y'all artists out there, you know what I'm saying, in the DMV, y'all get your money up, you know what I'm saying? You already know the city about money, so ain't no excuses, you know, you got to have it.
Exactly.
So
you gotta get your money up. I don't give a fuck how good you is. If you broke and you don't got no juice, if you got money coming with you, then you got some money. You know what I'm saying? You hanging around with broke people, and then you try to go to a club and perform for free around a whole bunch of artists that brung people spending money. You know what I'm saying? It just looks bad on you. Yeah, this city is about bread.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? My next question, I got one more question, then I'm gonna let you go. What was the moment that you just said to yourself, I can really do this shit? Like, it could have been at a talent show, or you could have been up under the streetlight rapping with your homeboys or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But what was that moment that just really let you know that you really, really wanted to do this?
Okay, the original time that I really wanted to try songwriting and rapping was through my brother. Another artist, and his name Rockstar Rebel, he a battle rapper slash songwriter, and he's been doing this rap thing since, you know what I'm saying, 90s, you know, a little bit 80s, you know what I'm saying. So he always rapping, always admired and shit, you know what I'm saying, always admired his lyrics, cause he's a very lyrical person. That's why he do battle rap now, you know what I'm saying. He got bars, you know what I'm saying. Over his rap, he got bars, you know what I'm saying. So
okay,
he started a group called The Rebellion. So when he started a group of Rebellion, this is, you know, now, this is the now, you know what I'm saying. This is last year. He started a group of Rebellion. I'm his little brother. So immediately he looked over to me, you know what I'm saying, like support me, you know, be with, you know what I'm saying. I help you write, you know, I help you rap. So he helped me write my first song, and when I recorded that, I said, all right, I want to do it, you know what I'm saying, it feel good. So funny thing is, right after that, he left, you know what I'm saying, he went, he left out and went to PA, So when he did that, I was like, all right, so, you know, what I'm supposed to do. So I continued, you know what I'm saying? I had support from local DMV officers like Kenilworth Keith, Kenilworth Katrina, Jerm P, you know, local artists that was in my ear about, you know what I'm saying, just don't give up because they've been doing it for so long that they downfall is taking breaks or not continuing it and, you know what I'm saying, playing half-half. So, and this is the crazy thing. I haven't been rapping that long. You hear me? I've been rapping since November of 2015. That's not that long. You hear me?
Wow.
So I've been, yeah, exactly. So I've been sticking with that. With that, you know what I'm saying, keep constantly doing stuff for, you know what I'm saying, the right way, you know, as far as, like, legit, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of stuff I do, like, slowly, because I'm doing it by myself. I try to make it legit. So I just stuck to it, and it grew on me, you know what I mean? It grew on me just like, you know, anything else, like, you know, smoking tree or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It just grew on me, and I like doing it. I'm comfortable doing it now.
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, we appreciate you again stopping through Grown Folks Business, you know what I'm saying? And can't wait to get into some more of this hot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, ma'am. Thanks for your questions, DJ Sergeant Rob. And the guy, Hey Ru, will be stepping up to take that.
I mean, you know, we were just having a conversation, man, about music and the change and turns. And how do you feel about people of different generations comparing the music that they listen to music from different generations?
I would say that would be a non-void question. You can't compare that. Everybody got their own trendsetters of their time, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, as you know, as the music transformed, you only could take somebody else's methods and make it better. Can't say you created anything, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, if you create something, you're a millionaire, you know what I'm saying? You popping immediately, you know what I'm saying? People like Fetty Wap and, you know, people like Future, when people heard that sound, then they blew up, you know what I'm saying? But that sound is similar. It's always going to be similar, you know what I'm saying? So the younger generation, they just care about the now. That's how we always, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young generation. I'm 24 years old, so I know they care about the now. That's all they care about. They care about what's popping, what gets their ears bumping. They hear some bars, they're going to be quiet, and they're going to listen. They're going to say, that went, that go. You know what I'm saying? I like that. But they're not going to be partying to it, and they ain't going to be their favorite. You know what I'm saying? They always going to look for the now. Just like people back then, they was looking at the now, and they still stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? They thought that part of time was at the peak of rap. You know what I'm saying? To it changed over to something else. But there's no comparison because I think those two different categories. Hip hop and rap is two different things completely to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, I mean, you know, you just starting off. Can you give us some of the you know, pitfalls and some of the lessons that you learned, you know what I'm saying, in this journey, man, to getting where you at right now? You know, maybe somebody listening can learn something from it.
Okay, when I would say you got to figure it out. That's first. You got to figure it out because most people that they see and, you know, videos and all that stuff, they had to put some time in. You know what I'm saying? They ain't do it overnight. When you figure out you want to decide to write music and you want to get in the studio, you got to make a transition as if it's a job. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, like, I like this and that, because you never going to go nowhere. You're always going to be stuck on SoundCloud every day, all day. People want to listen to your music for free, you know, stuff like that. So I say you got to know what you want. You know, you got to figure out, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, business-wise and personal. You just got to like that shit, just like a career.
Okay, I'll stay you on that. Is there anything that you experience now that you would do different or you would suggest that somebody else not do?
Don't put your trust in people. Not when you doing stuff on your own. Never
Amen.
Put your trust on 100%, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Always have a backup plan. Always have a, man, if this go wrong, I'm going to do this always. Because, like, going to shows and you going to the studio, shit happens. I get angry. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it to happen. Yeah, sure, but it always going to happen. You know, every single thing you do in your career, something's going to happen because it's impossible to be perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you got a nice sound. That's my last question. You got a nice sound, man. Your music is nice. You know what I'm saying? You got a decent flow. But if you really, really couldn't rap, man, like seriously, like really couldn't rap, would you want somebody to tell you that?
Yeah. I would love if somebody said, hey, bro, you need to switch it up. That ain't working out. That if you love me, you know what I'm saying?
If
you don't want to see me go out to the shocks, and you know what I'm saying, tell me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I from the feedback I heard from my peers and the close ones and the people that support me and come to my shows and listen to me often, you know what I'm saying? And I also know who they are, cause, you know what I'm saying? I stay on social media, but those are the reason why I keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? After the first two songs I did when I first started, I would have never went nowhere if I knew that it was no bump. You know what I'm saying? When I did Boot Up, that was like one of the real singles that I really made and wrote by myself and recorded by myself. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of you know, love from that joint. You know what I'm saying? He was like, how long you been doing it? You know what I'm saying? Do feature and all. I got all that type of love. You don't get love like that from garbage. And if you do, you know what I'm saying, goddamn. You know what I mean? But, you know, I got love from the people that support me, so that's all that matters.
All right, man. Like I said, it's a pleasure, man. Welcome to the show. You know, we continue enjoying you, man, enjoying your music. I'm going to, you know, pass the mic on over to Tweety B. Let her do her thing.
All right. Yeah, thanks, bro.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
Okay, this is my thing. Now, we kind of touched on some of the things that interest you and how you got into the music and different things like that. So I want to ask, what are some of the things we should expect from you? Are you working on new projects now or videos or anything like that we should be looking for coming from you?
So I just got finished finalizing I'm So Turnt remix. It's a remix of I'm So Turnt, the first, and that's on iTunes and Play Store. I did a remix, so that's my last project that I've done as far as like Summertime. It's like I've done I'm So Turnt remix with artists 2G, Cortez, Marge, Nia Monet, Rebel Day, and myself. So them artists was my last recent project, and that's everything dealing with that is my main focus right now. You know what I'm saying? I got shows and I got, you know, little projects for my personal, but as far as like the overall project of me trying to get a little, you know, a little bump out here in the city, that's my next move, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And where do you see yourself, or where do you want to be in the next 5 years? Where should Stoner T. Roy be in the industry?
Stoner T. Roy should be an overall entertainer, host, promoter, you know, on events, you know what I'm saying, songwriter, producer. I'm trying to do it all, you know what I'm saying? I want to be an entertainer. I like rapping, but I like entertaining, you know what I'm saying? I'm not Eminem, Future, or 2 Chainz, or, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody that's real, real nice with a pen, but I learn quick, you know what I'm saying? I'm in it now, so, you know, rap these days is real dumbed down, you know what I'm saying? It's about your performance and, you know what I'm saying, your personality and stuff like that. People care less about rap, like, you know what I'm saying, that much, because everybody sound the same and it's talking about the same stuff. So it's about what making you unique, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up. So I guess, what would you say your audience is? Would it be like the older crowd, the younger crowd, or is it kind of like a mix of people that listen to your music?
I would grab the younger crowd just because I'm like Stoner T. Roy. Let me explain something. Stoner T. Roy, I'm a supporter of legalizing marijuana. I'm a like very, very strong advocate for that. So I'm all for having fun. and you know, the safe use of marijuana, you know, smoking, clubbing, you know what I'm saying? That's why I promote fun. So if you're in that age group where all you do is have fun and you go out, have a couple of drinks, and you turn up, then I'm the person you want to see, because when I hit the stage, I'm trying to make people sweat, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get people, you know, jumping, no matter what I'm saying. That's not about what you're saying. And I mean, it does, you know, people got to listen to you, but I'm trying to get that feeling, you know what I'm saying? You come and see me, you ain't talking, oh, my man got some nice, nah, you feel good when you come see me. So that's the overall for me.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, I'm excited to get into some of this music of yours, and I wanted to get into Turn Up, so tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so I'm so turned. Well, first of all, the beat came from my best friend. My best friend, she picked out the beat. She said, I like that sound. So I really didn't like it at first, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit much, you know, too much going on. So I got my DJ named Judah, and he, you know, tightened up the beat for me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I shortened it. You know, if you listen to the song, it's one long verse, you know what I'm saying? I try to, you know, break it off in a different way. So when he did that to me, I felt it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always turnt, you know what I'm saying? Every time I go to the club, it's a process, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get my little drink in. I gotta get me a couple of L's, and I gotta, you know, I gotta be smiling. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do something. I gotta, you know, I gotta feel good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to go to no club, and I'm over that jump with shades with a mean mug. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to that jump all teeth. You know what I'm saying? So,
Right. So
when I heard that beat, and she, you know, my best friend, she liked it so much, I was like, let me go ahead and toss something on it, and it came out good, and we did a remix on it.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to get into it right now, you guys. And this is Turn Up. Is that the name of it? Is it Turn Up? Or We
it's
So Turned?
I'm So Turned.
I'm So Turned. Okay, we're going to play it right now. Don't let you Roy. We'll be back in a minute.
Stoner. Stoner T-Roy, Stoner, 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 Mr. T-Roy, Mr. Stoner, 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 Sir T-Roy,
yes sir,
T-Roy, Stoner. Molly gas to my Molly gas, fucked up, I've been drinking, dirty Sprite, I've been leaning. I'm so turnt, dang. I'm so turnt, dang. I'm turned to the max. Can't fuck with you if you can't even match. Shorty, we trippin', pull up with some bitches. Rookie of the year shit, James Winston. Work it out, planning fitness. Chasing niggas green shit, no spinach. Bang, 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 no witness. Get money every day, so serious. Roll an extendo, put funnel and bam. Damn who I am, stoner man. 420 every day, I'm the man. Pull up and turn up on the man. Fuck it up, fuck it up, yeah I am. Everywhere stoner, they calling me Ollie. Shorty a freak, down, roll up some sheets. Roll up some sheets, then beat up the cheeks. Shot fire, pussy, rest in peace. How you geeked up, ain't hit up a dad. How you get money, you ask for cash. Why you say true, ain't checking your facts. Out on the prize and straight to the stash. 100 on 100 on 100. Marijuana, call it tropic thunder. 25, 35, that's good talking. Middle finger to your honor. Please beg my pardon. Ballin', ballin', like I pay for the Harlem. Target, find a home, show me the target. COD2, niggas got choppers. Fucking good weed, just like a roster. Sitting back, chillin', eatin' no pasta. Molly gas to my Molly gas. Fucked up, I've been drinking. Dirty Sprite, I've been leaning. I'm so turnt, dang. I'm so turnt, dang. Molly gas, fucked up, I've been drinking. Dirty Sprite, I've been leaning. I'm so turnt, damn. I'm so turnt, turn up, turn up. I'm so turnt, damn. I'm so turnt, damn. I'm so turnt.
turn up. Yeah. I'm so turned. Okay. Yeah, that was clever to do the long verse thing, you know what I'm saying? Just one long ass verse. But I already know you're going to find a whole nother beat and you're going to flip that a whole nother way. So I can't wait to hear how you completely rearrange that thing right there, because that joint's smoking. It's smoking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, most definitely. The remix is coming out shortly, man. The way, you know, give me a week or two, you know what I'm saying? Keep the momentum going, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that joint won't rock, man. Remix is lovely, I tell you.
I definitely need a copy of that ASAP, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, holler at your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm talking about? Make sure you shoot that joint to me, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock 48 at gmail.com, all lowercase. DJ SGTROCK, the number 48 at gmail.com. Yes.
Gotcha.
For shizzle, dizzle.
That's what's up. And I suggest that you keep the best friend. She has good taste in music.
Hey, I was about to say, yeah. I swear, she convinced me, man. I wasn't going to do it. She was like, come on, man. The joint ain't that bad. And I was like, all right, let me see. And I came out with that, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to her.
I agree. Shout out to her. High beat. Okay, now we're going to play Vent Master next. And tell us a little bit about the concept of that song.
You said Vent?
Yeah. Vent.
Okay, yeah. So when I came out with Vent, I heard the beat and I wrote a completely different song to the beat. And it was made for a girl to be a singer on it. So when I wrote for the female, she answered the phone or I can't get in contact with her and all this other stuff. So immediately I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll be singing. And my manager at the time, she heard it. She was like, you sure you want to do that? And I was like, no. So she was like, all right, well, you know, rewrite it and, you know, do something you like. I, you know, kind of turned it down, and I came out with that. So that was my first song, I would say, that you would see a chiller, like, you know what I'm saying, like, laid-back version of me, you know what I'm saying? I'm in this song, I'm in, like, a place of, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking up in the stars, you know what I'm saying, thinking, you know what I mean? So that's the type of feel I gave for the song.
Okay. So I'm going to get into it right now, you guys. Vent, Stone T. Roy, we'll be back. More Bronco.
Superstar Stoner. I see the stars. This what happens when you smoke on that loud, ayy. This what happens when you pop a few pills, ayy. This what happens when you home all alone, ayy. Drinking brown, that's way too strong, ayy. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. This what happens when you smoke on this loud, ayy. This what happens when you pop a few pills, ayy. This what happens when you home all alone, ayy. Drinking brown, this way too strong, ayy. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae.
I'm on a roll. I boot up, I trip. Don't chase no hoes. Turns money instead, money I give. Oh, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I'm reminiscing. Had to wake up. Can't show no love. Smoking on dope. Straight off the boat. Captain America. Ayy, hawk when I'm smashing them. Ayy, this shit is damaging. Ayy, side of Aladdin him. Ayy, smoking Afghanistan. Damn, pose when the camera flash. I ain't smoking no average. Shit. Real life on my man shit. TD make fan shit. On a whole different planet shit. Stay real to the end. Keep it 110. This what happens when you smoke on that loud, ayy. This what happens when you pop a few pills, ayy. This what happens when you home all alone, ayy. Drinking brown, that's way too strong, ayy. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. Reminiscing, you vintin', bae. This what happens when you smoke on this loud, ayy.
This what happens when you pop a few pills, babe. This what happens when you home all alone, ayy. Drinking brown, this way too strong, ayy. Reminiscing, reminiscing, you've been, babe. 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 I remember the winter days, seen a lot of niggas pass away. Everybody need to chill, pop a bottle, pop a pill. Everybody fake real, sit back and look at the field. Stay solid, make boundless still. This shit is drama just like a good movie. Cinemax, watch, look at the screen. Know what they need, Molly and Green. Pop the Sprite and give it a kiss. Stone and leaning, yeah, he with the shits. Put on the gas, smoke on the gas. Ain't first in your last. Smoke, drink, fuck, do that and repeat. Pop three perks, still on my feet. Want me to lose, damn, want me to win.
This what happens when you smoke on that loud, ayy. This what happens when you pop a few pills, ayy. This what happens when you home all alone, ayy. Drinking brown, that's way too strong, ayy. Reminiscing, reminiscing, you've been, babe. 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 This what happens when you smoke on this loud, ayy. This what happens when you pop a few pills, babe. This what happens when you home all alone, ayy. Drinking brown, that's way too strong, ayy. Reminiscing, reminiscing, you've been, babe. Reminiscing, reminiscing, you've been, babe. Reminiscing, reminiscing, you've been, babe. Reminiscing, reminiscing, you've been, babe.
Hey, I'm over here bopping. I'm like, shit, I need to find me a blunt to this shit.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I like that shit. That shit all right right now. Now, you got some good get hot music. I got to get it to you. You a stoner.
Exactly.
You a stoner for real. Hey, look, anybody listen to your music, they might as well Cheech and Chong and just don't even worry about it. Have fun, get stoned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was definitely a laid-back track.
Real.
Yeah,
I appreciate the love, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you. And thank you so much for coming through to hang out with us on our season finale show. We do hope that you come back. And if you know any artists that may be interested in coming, let them know about us. Tell them that we're over here.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, I got SLG and I got a couple of artists I'm for, yeah. So I definitely pass the word around. Y'all good folks.
Absolutely. And come back and see us.
I got you, man. You know, shout out to my group, Stone of Life Gang, SLG, Stone of Life Entertainment, and Rebel Day, one of my big sisters in the game, Kenilworth Katrina. Shout out to her, and Rockstar Rebel, that's my brother. He didn't want to introduce me to it. So shout out to all them people, and follow me on Instagram at the I'm the Real T-Roy, Real Stone of T-Roy at Instagram and Stone T were on Facebook.
Okay, do you have it? Twitter? Give them your Twitter too.
Stone T Roy.
All right, that's what's up. Y'all make sure y'all find, follow Stone T Roy. If you want to hook him up or get on the track with him, let him know. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you for coming over here with us.
Yeah. And more music, man. A lot more music coming too, man. Check out my SoundCloud, Stone T Roy. And I got a lot of music that I haven't released yet, so y'all hear a lot from me.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, man.
I'm on here right now trying to pull this up. Shit.
I know, right? And I don't click the button on this today. But, make sure you get us that music, and we're going to play it over here. And like I said before, make sure you pass the word about the show and let people know that we're over here.
Got you, man. Got you.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys, I did want to get into one final topic of the evening, and this was something that had really, you know, mind-boggled me, too, with the Prince thing, and it was a whole lot of different kind of shenanigans and conspiracy theories about the situation or what have you. So we're going to listen to just a little bit of it here. But before we do that, in case we run out of time, I want you guys to go ahead and tell everybody how they can find and follow you, starting with DJ Sergeant Rock.
First show, you know what I'm saying? This your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live 7,000 feet via satellite from up under the ground. And I'm doing my thing with the lovely, the sexy, the beautiful, the very talented Tweety B on Grown Folks Business. And you can catch me on Ground Hall Radio every Tuesday and Thursday night. It goes down, GHR. We're taking a week off next week, but don't worry about that, because when we come back the week after that, we're going full blast to finish off season 25. And if you want to get at me, I'm on Facebook, Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock. That's DJSGTROCK. I never spell the whole word, so if you spell it the whole word, something's wrong with you. Last name, Hale, on Facebook. And if you got any drops, you got hot music, acapellas, or any type of information you want to send me, you know what I'm saying, hit me up at all lowercase DJ Sergeant Rock 48 at gmail.com. That's DJSGTROCK, the number 48 at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you for having me, Tweety B. You know, I love you to death. Anytime you need me, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? Because this is how the Ground Hard family do it. You know what I'm talking about? This is how we rock. You feel me?
Hey, man, I appreciate you for coming on, too, and you are definitely one person I know I can always depend on.
I need somebody
to hang out. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Diane, we're going to give your information.
Man, y'all can follow me over there on Twitter, man, at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Heyrud Cootie Reborn. I ain't know you like that, to be all over Facebook and shit, man. If it ain't business, you know, hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, you guys, we're going to listen to this little conspiracy theory here on why Prince was killed, they say. So we're going to listen to it, and we're going to give our thoughts on it if we have enough time. Hopefully we have enough time to discuss it a little bit. So you guys, listen to what they got to say. Some interesting points or coincidences.
On April the 21st, the world lost a musical icon. Born Prince Rogers Nelson, Prince had a musical legacy spanning a 35-year career. At the age of 19, he was the youngest producer Warner Brothers ever signed. Prince was multi-talented. Not only was he a singer, but he was also a music producer, a songwriter, and musician. It is well known that in his 1978 debut album, For You, which was followed by Prince in 1979, he played practically all of the instruments on those albums. His highest selling album was Purple Rain, which went 13 times platinum. When Prince's death was announced, many YouTubers jumped at the opportunity for views, clickbaiting, and making ridiculous accusations. While I, on the other hand, waited patiently for more information to be released. What I discovered was that Prince knew he was going to die. Leading up to his death, he had reportedly not slept for 6 days. During his last concert, he told his supporters to wait a few days before they waste their prayers. Also, on his Instagram, he left a cryptic message stating, "Just when you thought you were safe." I always tell people to pay attention to the movies and TV shows, because it's through these platforms they show the foreshadowing of future events. Prince was just too outspoken and too knowledgeable for the elites. And after fighting an 18-year battle to own the rights to the music he recorded, Prince became a marked man. All right, so let's take a look at why they killed Prince. Now, there's a couple bullet points that I want to discuss. The first one is predictive programming, then too outspoken and knowledgeable, Her Majesty, numbers don't lie, the contract, and lastly, my final thoughts. Now, when we take a look at the preview for a TV show called Scandal, which was released on the 18th of April, titled Till Death Do Us Part, we see a poster of Prince on the wall, right next to a poster of Dead Poets Society. Now, we must take note that this episode was to be released on the 21st of April, which is the day Prince died. Now, the question is this just a coincidence or is this foreshadowing Prince's death? Now, when we take a look at an episode of Celebrity Deathmatch from 2010, we have Prince Charles versus the artist formerly known as Prince. And basically, in this episode, Prince Charles defeats or kills Prince. But is it a coincidence or is it predictive programming that the same day Prince dies is Queen Elizabeth's birthday? Then we have an episode of The Simpsons from 2008 where Homer Simpson was ordered by the music execs to kill Prince because he wasn't following orders. Now, was this a coincidence or was this predictive programming? Also, in Prince's song Let's Go Crazy, he has a lyric that says, "And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor." Now, the question is this a coincidence? Did Prince actually predict where he would die? Or did someone actually place Prince in an elevator just for the thrill of being symbolic? Now let's talk about why I say that Prince was just too outspoken and too knowledgeable. So in 2009, Prince does a rare TV interview where he talks about Obama and chemtrails on PBS. Here he says, "When I found out that there was 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody." He goes on to say, "I don't vote and I got nothing to do with it. I have no dog in that race." In his interview with Tavis Smiley on PBS, Prince brings up chemtrails and the conspiracy theory that argues jets drop chemicals through their smoky exhaust. Again, this article just points to the fact that Prince was too knowledgeable. He knew that he was going to die. Here it says, Prince tells fans, "Wait a few days before you waste any prayers," in chilling last appearance on stage. Here's a screenshot of his Instagram on the 14th where he stated, "Just when you thought you were safe." And then mysteriously, on the 21st, the post was removed. Here's a screenshot of the video where Prince was talking about chemtrails. I do recommend you check the video out. Here's another screenshot of a video where Prince reportedly predicted 9/11 in 1998. Now in this section, I want to take a look at a possible connection between Queen Elizabeth and the death of Prince. Here CNN reports, "From PM to ordinary people, UK commemorates Queen's 90th birthday. Around March 4th, there was a rare bacteria called Elizabeth Kingia that was blamed for killing 18 people in Wisconsin. News reports claim that symptoms include fever, short of breath, chills, and cellulitis." Here's a screenshot of one news agency tweeting about the Elizabeth Kingia outbreak on March the 3rd. I must also add that from April the 19th to May the 1st, some people believe it is a sacrificial time period where people are being offered as blood sacrifices to the elites and royalty. Alright, so in this section called Numbers Don't Lie, I want you guys to tell me if you think this is merely coincidence, some type of synchronicity, or perhaps planned by someone in the shadows. So here, Los Angeles Times says, "Value of Prince's $300 million estate is expected to soar in coming years." Here on this website, it says Prince's net worth is $300 million. Now, prior to his death, he had to make an emergency landing because he was feeling sick. Here in this article, it says the private jet he was on was diverted about 300 miles before reaching Minneapolis to Moline, Illinois, according to flight records and statements made by Prince's publicist last week. Here's a screenshot of Prince's Twitter account where someone noted that Prince's icon just changed. The tri-shades vanished to reveal the eyes were closed and the third eye was open. Now let's take a look at the recurring appearance of the number 3. Prince started a group called Third Eye Girl. Prince's net worth is $300 million. Prince's real estate is said to be worth $300 million. Prince died at the age of 57. Prince was found dead on the 21st. Prince released 39 albums. Prince was nominated for 30 Grammy nominations. The Elizabeth Kingia outbreak was tweeted by news outlets on April the 3rd. Prince's private jet diverted 300 miles for an emergency landing. I strongly believe that Prince was dead on the 20th, which is the 111th day of the year. Also, we can't forget that the singer Vanity, who collaborated with Prince, also died at the age of 57. Alright, so in this section, we're going to talk about Prince and the contract. Now here's a picture of Prince with the word slave on the side of his face, which is in protest for his independence and gaining the rights to his music. Here the Daily News reports that Prince settles an 18-year dispute with record company. The artist now officially owns the rights to the music he recorded on Warner Brothers Records. It says Prince now owns the rights to the music he recorded on Warner Brothers Records after years of disputes and battles with the record company. Warner Brothers announced Friday it had reached an agreement with the pop icon, who was signed to the label from 1978 to the mid-1990s, during which time he released key projects like Purple Rain, 1999, Diamonds and Pearls, and Around the World in a Day. Financial terms weren't disclosed. Prince 55 said in a statement that he's pleased with the results of the negotiations and looks forward to a fruitful working relationship. The agreement comes years after Prince's relationship with Warner Brothers soured as he failed to gain possession of the music he recorded for the label. He changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol and wrote the word slave on his cheek. He also vowed to re-record the 17 albums he released on the label and sell them on his own. The singer has also released many albums through his own label, NPG Records, following his split with Warner. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer also said he's working on new music apart from Warner Brothers. Prince has recently been performing with an all-female trio, Third Eye Girl. Here, Forbes reports that the day after his death, Prince sold over 1 million singles. Now let's take a look at my final thoughts. Prince, like many others before him, fell into the death trap of the music industry. The illusion of success and fame comes at a price. The idea that one can initially waive his rights to later own his rights for the music he created sounds good if you're negotiating with a regular person and not a machine or a multinational megalithic structure. Prince, being stubborn and outspoken, fought against this beat for years just to own the music he created. The same month the deal granted him ownership to his music was finalized in 2014 is the same month he dies in 2016. Was Prince a blood sacrifice to the elites? Perhaps that was a secondary reason for his death, but I strongly believe that he was killed primarily for his music catalog. Now, they could have just replaced him with a double in case.
Okay, that was just some of the thoughts that he had on this theory and coincidences that occurred during
right.
his career. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's like, just real briefly, I mean, the same person that's made that statement is kind of connected to another individual who came forward saying similar things about the reason that they destroyed Bill Cosby's career. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, not to compare the two, but I mean, it's like there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I believe
right.
that it doesn't have to necessarily be like this grand conspiracy for it simply to be that Prince had enemies, you know what I mean, in the music
right.
industry, you know what I mean? That, and it's like the music industry doesn't necessarily have to be connected to this huge machine. I was going to say that on the last post. It's like people say no conscious music. I mean, Kendrick Lamar is making extremely conscious music, and he's extremely successful right now. So, I mean, it's like it's there. It's just not a lot of it. You
right.
know? I mean, people before knew how to get the message out. I mean, KRS-One did stop making music on his own. He made a decision to do that. He could have kept
right.
on, man, you know, and pushed. Independence was getting out there. The Ghetto Boys continued on their own because Prince
right.
Jay refused to surrender. I mean, so it's like, and they got, you know, platinum hits. Stuff happens. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
a lot of stuff he said, man, is something to ponder and think about. But it's like, it's just the way his message is, and he blends too many things together and too many reaching connections. You know what I'm saying? Most people listening to it don't even get the mathematics of some of the numbers that he was spitting out there. So it's going to turn a lot of people off. You know?
Right.
But
right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's all, anything is feasible in the world of human beings. You know.
Right.
You read all
okay.
of the books
DJ
on military
Rock,
strategy
you got
and stuff.
I'm gonna say it like this. I think that I can actually agree with what the guy was saying, because it's pretty much in plain view, you can see it. Now, what
mm-hmm.
people don't know, when Prince signed the contract in the early 80s, he signed pretty much a lifetime contract and didn't know it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When he signed, he also didn't know that
he gave up his masters when he signed the contract. Now, quiet is kept. A lot of artists don't talk about this, and a lot of record label owners don't talk about this, but you are really not worth shit unless you got your own masters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for
right.
the simple fact, Warner Brothers didn't want to let Prince out of his contract. He had to fight them, and you see how long it took for them just to even reach an agreement. So what was going to make Prince, that was going to make Prince the biggest independent artist ever without the help of the machine, and they couldn't take that because that's just too much money. He done fought for all them years. He done got all the motherfucking music back. He was going to re-record all that shit and put it out on his own goddamn label and make some more money that he's supposed to make. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was a threat to them. Because it's like, well, we're the motherfuckers that's running this shit. He got to need us. Shit, Prince was so knowledgeable and educated, it was like, well, hell, I really don't need y'all now. The way everything is going, everybody's doing their own thing anyway. They uploading their own songs. They putting out their own singles and putting out their own albums. So, you know, once you learn how to do something and you're good at it, then you could pretty much be the best at it, period. And I think the record label and the people that didn't like Prince, they was mad. Man, they had to drill in the man vault just to get in the vault to get all them 200 projects that he got in there. We don't know what the man left. You know what I'm saying? And I think
I
that's kind of fucked up. In the music industry, how can they – this is what I'm saying. Now, I hate the music industry for this shit. How the fuck you help them make all that money – and then they don't want to give you rightfully what's yours, rightfully what belongs to you. How do you waive your rights to just say, okay, y'all just take my shit and then I'll just be a slave? Nah, eventually you get tired of that. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the greats back then. James Brown, you know what I'm saying? He had his own shit. He was in control of his own shit. You see what I'm saying? The record labels wasn't fucking with that. But you see, he didn't last
happening
long.
On the block, though. I mean, it's happening on the block. You got dudes with little record labels on the block doing the same shit. Barry Gordy did the same shit. That's why I say some of the shit is far-reaching. Some of it's just human nature, man. Greed. It's not a big conspiracy theory. Greed is just what it is. Greed is greed. If I can get you to sign a lifetime contract with me because I see talent in you, a motherfucker going to do that. Pimps do it every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, dudes in the block, man, that ain't got nothing going for themselves, man, but I got the studio in the hood. They signing niggas. Niggas don't got their masters.
Right.
You know, motherfuckers don't got shit. So it's happening every day. You can't just use those things to, like, confirm that big conspiracy. Like, I'm not saying the conspiracy didn't happen. I'm not saying none of the stuff that the dude said is not true. I'm simply saying, as a human being, look at the fact that some of it is just down to greed. Look how long the people fought Barry Gordy to get their bread. Barry Gordy ain't part of no big giant machine. He lost his shit. He had to sell his shit.
He had
to sell his shit. So what I'm saying is that's what it is, bro. It's greed, point blank, period. Look how hard it is just – I ain't even going to say it. But, I mean, some of these outlets to make radio shows, look how hard it is to get your bread from them. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like
right.
all the stuff you got to do while they making all this money off of you, you got to do all this stuff, man, fulfill all of these little obligations and stuff just to get you a few cents. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
they
man.
They to do it for free or dirt cheap. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
And so at the same time, man, it's not always a conspiracy. Sometimes it's just greed. Sometimes a person is just smart. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but in capitalist society, smart is what it is.
That's what it is, and we thank everybody for the thoughts on what happened to Prince. We don't know. Those are our conspiracy theories for today, and
he
we
missed,
are
bro.
So glad that we are closing out Season 3 for Grown Folks Business and the Tom Finelli Show. And salute, shout out to Grindhard Radio. Follow at Grindhard Radio, at Tweetybird, EYRD334, and we are out. Holla.
Man, stay tuned for the Secret Podcast.
Trill. Grindhard Radio. We out of here.